Here we go.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Supernatural comedy drama is back on RTE for a brand new series. I'm very excited about it. It is, of course, The Unreal. Now, if you missed season one, it's all about the Kelly family who make a mind-bending discovery that they were actually characters from a forgotten 80s sitcom who somehow escaped into the real world. Now, it's a year on and they're just trying to live their normal lives, but nothing is as easy as that. Well, two of the stars of the show, Catherine McKiernan and Joe McGuckin, are with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you?
What's the crack with you?
Wasn't that such a good synopsis, Joe?
That was amazing. Yeah, that was
I don't
amazing.
Think we have any work to do here.
Off the top of the head as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Amazing.
Oh,
guys.
Thank you, Leanne.
Well, Catherine, we're so used to hearing you here on 98FM every Saturday afternoon, but we're so excited to see you back now in character for The Unreal Season 2 as well. For anyone who might be new to the show, how would you describe it and what is making this season different?
Oh, great question. Well, you really did describe it so beautifully. That's why I had to comment on it. It's a supernatural comedy drama, just as you said. It is definitely aimed at a family audience. There's loads of jump scares, isn't there, Joe?
Like, it's
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's really quite scary, but not too scary for the little ones. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. I mean, Joe's involved. It's hilarious. and there's actually loads of comedy in it this year. It doesn't all come from Joe, but mostly Joe. But it's really funny. There's a big focus on family, and it's just full of heart. Like, it is, as you described, we're trying to assimilate into modern society. We were revealed in the first series that we're fictional characters from an 80s TV sitcom, which is, you know, a disturbing thought. And then we're trying to, at least myself and Joe, as the mama and papa, are trying to assimilate into modern society. But our son, Kevin, played by the amazing Senan Jennings, he has other ideas, as does Kate, really. Katie, her name in real life is Kate Brady.
Yeah.
She's also phenomenal. They have other ideas. We go on this ghost hunt in a very spooky rundown hotel. And I'm not spoiling anything here because it's in the trailer, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Like, in Kevin's discovery of this ghost, he finds that the ghost looks exactly like him.
Oh, that's really creepy, isn't
it? It's very creepy. That's what I mean. Loads of creepiness, very scary stuff, but also brilliant. And like, the family, there's so much love and warmth around the family. Through their ghost hunt, which I'm reluctant to do as Mary, the mother, I'm having none of it really, but I have to get involved. we all discover that maybe the staff in the hotel are not quite as they seem, you know, something a bit off there. But we can't say any more, can we, Joe?
No.
That's it.
You'll have to watch
to
it.
To be revealed, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the word family a lot. Obviously, that's a recurring theme within this. Ghost stories as well, we're leaning heavily into for season two. Something I loved about season one was the Irish folklore kind of side and element of it as well.
Yeah.
Joe, can you tell us a little bit more about the fetch and how that ties into the story?
I hope I get this right, but the fetch is like an Irish traditional, like, you get pulled out of a mirror. Like, so if you look into a mirror and say something, you get pulled out of it. Which is kind of like what happened to the Kellys, because we were in a TV show and we were pulled out of the TV.
Yeah, yeah. So it is like an old mythological...
Well done.
It's a tough one for this hour of the morning. So very much like it's steeped in Irish folklore for sure. Mentioning the fetch, we have the poo get involved too.
Oh.
The fetch is like seeing, and this is what happens exactly to Kevin, is like seeing an apparition of yourself, like your evil doppelganger, which freaky, but is amazing that this series is so like based in the culture of sound. Like, it's so much embedded in that, isn't it? There's like between the pooka, the fetch, it's so lovely to be bringing that to younger audiences.
And
those concepts.
We love seeing things in Ireland that's all to do with Irish folklore.
Yeah.
Stuff that kind of makes it unique to us and to this audience as well.
Because this is where sound comes from.
Completely.
This country. And I know in Ireland, haven't we really embraced and celebrated sound in the last few years? And
sound.
That's why. Sound.
Oh, Selwyn. I thought you were saying Selwyn.
Justin's in there for about 3 minutes not knowing what's going on.
The fetch, he's talking about dogs here, right?
Sound. It's the double accent. You can't talk, Sean.
Is it amazing that we embrace people being sound?
Well, you filmed it in the very creepy hotel as well.
Yeah.
As actors, because obviously you're trying to play into, you know, your characters with the location that you're on and stuff like that. But Catherine, are there creepy kind of moments for you in filming in a set like that? Kind of takes you out of the character to like yourself to be like, what are we doing? Like, this is terrifying. I'm scared.
Yeah, that's such a good question. Yeah, there was loads of moments, wasn't there?
There was paintings all over the so it was shot in Ardgillan Castle, which is haunted, I'm pretty sure, and people will vouch for that. And there's just creepy paintings, creepy statues. Some, I don't know if they were props or if they were original pieces from the castle.
Yeah.
But it's just creepy being on the grounds. Now, we were shooting all in daytime, thank God.
And it was beautiful. You know, the weather was amazing.
Yeah, it was in summer. Yeah, it was lovely.
That helped. Yeah. But there's definitely a natural eeriness to that location. Like, Argyll Castle is gorgeous, by the way. Had you ever been, Joe? I had never been.
No, I was never there before.
No, it's like Scary's area. But it is naturally lends itself to scary vibes.
Yeah.
And then,
if you're the first person on set, if you get there early and you're the first person on set, you're like, I'll wait in the car.
I'm
terrified.
So
true, yeah.
Well, there's four episodes. The first one is starting on RTE One and the RTE Player this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Joe, without spoiling too much, what can we expect from it?
You can expect scares, frights, laughs, heart, tear, maybe some tears.
A few tears. A little tear jerker as well.
Yeah.
Oh, like there's some tear. Joe, the tear jerking that Joe does make happen. It's unbelievable. He just looks at a camera and you're like, oh my God,
get him off the screen. What is this?
No, but that's a really nice synopsis, yeah. And it's for all ages. Like, I think parents, you think, and kids will be engaged, entertained. It's really thrilling. There's loads of suspense.
It doesn't patronise children either. Like, I love making it because I know that my kids can watch it.
It's not patronised.
It's not Scooby-Doo. It's real. It feels a little bit more real and it doesn't pander to goofy kids, that sort of audience.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I mean?
Such a good point. Because kids want to watch scary stuff. They really, but they're before the unreal, they've not been properly catered for in that.
Yeah.
You know the way we watched really scary stuff.
The Goosebumps
kids.
Was terrifying.
Oh,
are you
terrifying.
Afraid of the dark?
So creepy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Sapphire and Steel. Like, it's got Doctor Who vibes.
Yeah.
Like, there's Bosco vibes, isn't there?
It's like horror Bosco vibes.
Yeah, true. I'm making it too light here.
We will have to tune in to RTE One and RTE Player this Sunday, the 26th of October, 5:10 it is on, and then every Sunday for the next 4 weeks as well. Catherine and Joe, thank you so much and best of luck. We can't wait to see the show.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
We're on 98FM this morning and we are getting up to date with all the entertainment news, including breaking news this morning with Showbiz Shannon.
I know. Hit it, Leanne.
Okay, it is big news that has literally come out in probably the last hour, I would say.
Yes, so after 21 years, Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman have quit Strictly Come Dancing and taken to Instagram, the girls shared an emotional statement.
There have been some rumblings and we want you to hear this from us.
Yeah, we have news. After 21 wonderfully joyful years on Strictly, we have decided that the time is right to step aside and pass over the baton. It's been a huge part of our lives, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, since our children were literally babes in arms and now they're young adults. And I think genuinely, we have cherished every second.
We have. We're so lucky to have been part of this amazing show.
Oh, they're going to be so missed. This is an end of an era. Interesting, though, how they're both going out together. I understand in one sense that they're very much like the female Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
Like, because they worked together since, I think, 2014 on that show together, you see them together, you know?
Yeah.
They're a wife and wife duo, work wife duo. But also, did one of them not want to stay?
Well, they actually said they always planned to go together and they felt that the time was right this time. So it was always on the cards to them. When one of them went, the other one was going to go as well. So I guess they both just agreed that this year it was time.
Was the year for them. I wonder who gave the nod first to be like, listen, I'm kind of thinking about maybe leaving. How are you feeling about that?
And then they're like, oh my God, so was I.
Yes, let's do it together. Yeah. They'll be so missed. And cue the speculation now as to who is going to replace them.
I know.
It's going to be months long before we ever find out. Months and months and months long, okay? So stop speculating right now. Let them have their moment, okay?
Yeah.
Let them relish in the news.
Next up, Maya Jama has started up a new property company.
Go on, all right.
So according to a source, she's joining celebs like Ed Sheeran and Daniel Radcliffe by buying up properties to rent out. She originally called the new venture Blagging It Properties.
Okay.
But then changed it to something a little bit more sensible. So she's now the director of Penny Property Holdings and will start investing soon. Like, imagine Maya Jama being your landlord.
Landlord, that is wild. How does the woman have the time to do this? And like, is Love Island not paying the check?
I mean, I think she's just being smart about her money, because when you have properties, you can constantly just make money and you don't have to really do anything, don't you?
Well, this is it. You just get paid at the end of the month or the start of the month for some places, and it's going to make her a lot of money as well. Because I can imagine Maya Jama is kind of going to go with like luxurious kind of property.
Well, she calls it Penny Property Holding. So does that mean like it's going to be reasonably priced pennies, you know?
Maybe. But what is reasonably priced rent anymore?
A fiver, I'd say.
A fiver. Shobha Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.